was suggesting there's an increased caloric intake, but there's not an increased energy expenditure and therefore risk of weight gain. And that was consistent with a study from the University of Chicago led by Dr. Panev, where he used also a randomized crossover design comparing 2 weeks in the clinical resource centers, either with 8.5 hours in bed or 5.5 hours in bed. And he was diabolical because what he did is to serve the food in so-called family-style ways, such that there's no pre-measured servings. It's you can help yourself as much as you want. And second, he installed mini bars without alcohol, of course, in the bedrooms of the volunteers where they could help themselves to as much as they wanted. And again, everything was measured. So the hypothesis of the study was that the subject would eat more under sleep restriction than under sleep extension. And that was actually the case, but it was primarily more from energy intake from snacks, and it was about 300 calories as well. And here in this study, Dr. Panev and co-workers also measured energy expenditure by the doubly labeled water method, and even though that method is very precise, they were unable to show a difference in energy expenditure between the two conditions. So this issue of energy expenditure has been more in the limelight lately, because obviously people are saying, well, if you are keeping yourself awake a longer time,